With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden urged Americans to support both Israel and Ukraine in an impassioned Oval Office address this evening. He asked for money to provide arms and ammunition to both countries. He also urged people to reject anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
Too much hate is given too much oxygen, fueling racism, the rise of anti-Semitism, Islamic phobia, right here in America. It's also intensified in the wake of recent events that led to the horrific threats and attacks that both shock us and break our hearts. On October 7th, terror attacks have triggered deep scars and terrible memories in the Jewish community.
Mr. Biden repeated the theme that America is a beacon to the world for all. He said he vowed to refuse to let people like Vladimir Putin take over the world. Biden also wants more money for Taiwan's defense and managing migrants at the southern border with Mexico. Correspondent Kevin Fraking says House Republicans continue to be in chaos.
Republicans are meeting behind closed doors, trying to find some way to move forward in electing a new Speaker of the House. It's at this point, it's unclear that they are making any progress. Reports from the meeting have been that it's been quite confrontational at times.
There are reports that some Republicans are coming around to let the temporary Speaker, Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, hold the chair to the end of the year, when Congressman Jim Jordan will once again try to gain the speakership. But the House Republican caucus remains fractured. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 250 points, the NASDAQ dropping 128, the S&P 500 lower by 36, oil up to $89.37 a barrel. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham's getting ready for another road trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel for two nights in Rome next month. The festival will take place in the arena that hosted the 1960 Olympic Games in the Eternal City. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform. Graham is a globetrotter just as his father was, preaching to tens of thousands in stadiums in Mexico, Vietnam, Germany, and the United Kingdom this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The governor of Illinois wants to increase abortion access around the country. Democrat J.B. Pritzker announced the formation of Think Big America, a nonprofit that will raise money to pay for abortions in all 50 states. Some believe the organization is also an effort to raise the profile of Pritzker, who's also a multi-billionaire equity investor. He said he's fully committed to Illinois, but speculation is rampant that Pritzker harbors presidential ambitions. This is SRN News. Film and TV actors are still on strike.
It's become the longest walk-off in their history. The strike by the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, hits its 100th day on Saturday, while writers are busy back at work after ending their strike. There's no end in sight for actors. Their talks ended October 11th when studios walked away from the negotiating table saying the two sides were too far apart to go on. The prolonged strike means films and TV shows will remain sidelined indefinitely, and it's already starting to affect the upcoming awards season. John Scott reporting.
The sticking points for the actors continue to be long-term pay, consistency of employment, and control over the use of artificial intelligence. The reasons, according to the Alliance for Motion Pictures and Television Producers, include a union demand for a fee for each subscriber to streaming services, which the representatives for the studios call an untenable economic burden. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.